Sanbonani, welcome to African Story Magic with me, Gcinamhlophe, your guide on a journey through the wonders of African storytelling. African Story Magic is proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. Kwesukela. This is a story I love. It is called The Singing Chameleon. A very long time ago, in a beautiful river, many creatures lived there. Fish, frogs, crabs, you name them. They were there. Oh, crocodiles, snakes. They were just having a good time. And birds flew down to drink and to bathe. But there was also another animal that lived there. He walked slowly, like all chameleons do. Unwabu, the chameleon, was not liked by anybody. They looked at him and they criticized him. They said, "Chameleon,
just look at you. You're so ugly, man.
You are a disgrace to the river community." And he didn't know what to do. And they said, "You can't even move properly. Are you moving forward or moving backwards? You can't make up your mind with your eyes. They're rolling back and rolling this way and that way. You are just a disgrace to the river community. Omubi, you are ugly." Oh, he felt sorry for himself, Chameleon. He wished he could just disappear. He wished he could have wings to fly away. And when he saw crocodiles, he thought, "Is a crocodile good looking? I don't know. Is hippopotamus good looking? I don't know. Crab walking like that, is that stylish? I don't know." He just felt sorry for himself. One day, he was sitting on a little branch and he was looking at himself in the water, and there came a bird. It flew down, singing a beautiful song, and landed on a rock next to him. And then it was drinking. When it stopped to admire itself in the water as well, Chameleon said, "I wish I could be like you. You are so lucky. You are beautiful. You sing so well, and you can fly up high in the sky. And I can't do any of those things. I wish I could be beautiful as well. Everybody says I'm ugly." Starling looked at Chameleon. "Who says you are ugly? You are far from ugly. You are special. You are good looking in your own right. And listen here, if you feel that you are ugly and you want to make things change, learn a new skill. Learn something to help people look at you differently. What about singing? Learn to sing. Many people are going to like you if you do that." And Starling spread her wings and she flew and disappeared. Oh, Nkosiyam, Chameleon sat there thinking, "Singing? I can hardly make a sound. How can I even learn to sing?" And as he was sitting there thinking and thinking, he thought, "Maybe I should go to the house of that old man who lives near the river here. And I go to his house. Maybe he can make me something or teach me to make music. Because I think there's always music coming from that house." Slowly, slowly, Chameleon walked to the house of the old man. And he ended up at the door. And he tried to knock. He can hardly knock. He can hardly make a sound. But the old man sensed his presence. "Oh, Chameleon, it's you. You've come to visit me." The old man came closer to him. Chameleon said, "I'm sorry to disturb you. Everybody says I'm ugly. Everybody says I don't deserve to even live at the river. Can you help me to learn to make music?" The old man said, "You know what? You are lucky. I've just made this little instrument. It's called imbenge. And it's for my grandson, but it's too small. He can't even hold it properly. You would be the right one to learn to play it." And so the old man taught Chameleon how to hold this imbenge instrument.
"This is how you hold it, then you play it.
And make the sound. Aibo, it was sounding good." And said, "Lalela, if you learn to play this music, make sure you play it for others. It will bring them joy, and I'm sure they will warm up to you." Chameleon thanked him.
"Thank you so much."
And promised to make music. He didn't know how, but he walked slowly, slowly to his favorite branch on a little bush near the water. And as he sat on that branch, he was practicing to play the instrument, and he suddenly felt a harmony. And then he started to sing. He couldn't believe it was him singing. "Matingimu bimina mavumelana bonke. Matingimu bimina mavumelana bonke. Kepha ngiyacula hemina. Ngiyashaya ingoma hey hey. Kepha ngiyacula hemina. Yaisha Ingoma, hey, hey. The song says, everybody says I'm ugly. They all agree. But me, I'm making this thing called music. I am making music. And as he kept on singing, singing, and singing, whoo, he felt good. It just made him happy. Kepha ngiyacula he mina, ngiyashaya ingoma, hey, hey. Kepha ngiyacula he mina, ngiyashaya ingoma, hey, hey. When he finally stopped, wanting to take a drink, he heard the most unusual sound, applause. Everybody clapping their hands and making splashes in the water at the river and shouting, oh, Nwabu, well done. Well done, Chameleon. You sound so good. Don't stop. He thought, am I dreaming? Everybody looks at him with such warm light in their eyes and they're smiling and they're praising him. Me receiving praise for the first time in my life. And he played again and played again. They were so, so happy. More animals came. Even birds flew down to listen to the singing chameleon. And when all that was happening, another animal came closer and closer. That was the river otter. And said, yes, you are the one I was looking for. Yes, you are the one. Everyone was startled. Looking for to do what? The otter said, listen, there is a village near the waterfall up there. They are stuck in their houses. They can't get out. They are so scared. There is a big python that is eating their little goats, eating the calves of their cows. It is just wreaking havoc. Children are kept inside the house because maybe it can even eat a child. Who knows? They are terrified. But you, Chameleon, you must come with me to help the people. Save them from the python. Haibo.
Me?
Save them from the python.
Are you sure?
I'm just a chameleon. I've just learned to make music, that's all. Now, how am I going to do that? Not to mention, I can't get there, such a faraway place. Otter said, don't you worry. Come on my back, I'll carry you there. And your music will give them hope. Your music will make them feel better instead of always being scared, huddled up in their houses. Maybe they'll find a solution. Well, everybody encouraged Chameleon to do that. He rode on the back of the otter. And they swam and swam and swam and they walked all the way to the top of the waterfall. There was a bridge that was made and it was made with strings and kind of creepers on some trees. And it was quite strong. People could walk across and it hadn't been used for a while. He sat there and said, wait for me. I'm going to go and look for some food. I'm hungry right now. And so Chameleon sat by himself thinking, I hope this music thing is going to work for the people in the village. While he was sitting there, there were so many insects and flies and you name them. He was just eating and eating. While he was eating and loving the quiet and the lovely sounds from the waterfall, he saw somebody looking at him. He took his instrument and he was playing and playing the instrument, singing his song. Kepha ngiyacula he mina, ngiyashaya ingoma, hey, hey. And this was the python himself, looking at Chameleon with lovey-dovey eyes, smiling like so mesmerized. Oh, I love your music, don't stop. And Chameleon thought if he stopped, definitely, python was going to eat him. And he took the instrument and he played. And he played and he decided, you know what? Maybe I should walk backwards towards the bridge. Maybe he won't follow me. And as he was walking towards the bridge, away, away, away from the python, and he got to the other side, and he was hoping that his friend Otter was there to assist him. He was on the other side and Otter was praising him. When python was following him, he was too heavy. He had swallowed a goat that morning. He broke the bridge. Boom! He went down, down, down to the bottom of the river. And at the bottom of the waterfall, there were many sharp rocks. And that's how he was killed. And the otter said, come, let's go and tell everybody the good news. They went straight to the chief's house. Nkosiyambi, bayete, I have come to tell you good news. My friend, here, Chameleon has killed the python. Hey, wena, stop talking nonsense. But the chief had to understand that something had happened. The people came and listened to what Otter was saying. And they went back to see for themselves at the broken bridge. They said, Chameleon, you did all of that, but how?
What?
How did you do it, Chameleon?
I did it with my music. They came inside, they brought lots of food, and they celebrated. They said, but teach us your song. We want to know the song. And the chief of the village said, anybody who can carve me a beautiful walking stick, it must have a head of a chameleon on top. And I want more carvers to carve the gateposts at my entrance so that there are two chameleons. From now onwards, we shall see a chameleon as a sign of good fortune, that we can feel safe again in this land. And so Chameleon taught them his song. Everybody knew it. Young, old, mothers, fathers, little children, they sang the song. Matingi mubi mina, mavumelana bonke. Matingi mubi mina, mavumelana bonke. Kepanga tula hemina, gesha hingoma hehe. Kepanga tula hemina, gesha hingoma hehe. Kepanga tula hemina, gesha hingoma hehe. Kostosi apela. That's where I rest my story. Share the magic with others. Find more stories in English and isiZulu on ecr.co.za under podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. African Story Magic is proudly brought to you by McDonald's Happy Meal Readers. Until next time, please stay magical. I'm Tina Mhlophe. The Singing Chameleon is a story that comes from Malawi. I heard it from the national storyteller of Malawi. His name was Chitenje Tambala. By the time I met him in 1993, he was blind already, but he was playing this beautiful wooden string instrument called imbengwe. And he told us the story in Chichewa. And the young man who brought us to his house near Club Magogola on the sands of Lake Malawi, he was translating to us into English, and I fell in love with that story. And every time I tell it, I make sure that people know this story originates in Malawi. What a beautiful country, the beautiful heart of Africa. And when I tell it also, I want them to remember the name, Chitenje Tambala.